family law for school lawyers. All right, I'm a school lawyer. My wife's a family lawyer. We collaborated on this book, and it's given me some good insight into family law. And so I, like Tony said a minute ago, we take these convoluted things. Things can be very confusing. Other areas of law for school lawyers and school law and family law for administrators and teachers, the folks we're trying to advise. And my overarching goal is to distill this down and come up with as many bright lines as we can, knowing that it's never going to be good enough. But let's talk about who is a parent, because we've got to figure out who is a parent. Who are we dealing with? We all know that parents have the right to make the educational decisions for their kids. They're entitled to a whole host of parental rights in education. We know that. Parents, if their rights have not been modified by court order, have 100% of those rights. I don't share them 50-50 with my wife. We each have 100% of these rights. And that's just a philosophical statistic to throw at you. But unless these rights have been modified by a court order, we share these equally. So what is a parent? Who is a parent? We can safely say by looking at the education code, family code, IDEA, FERPA, gosh, we can go on and on and look at the different statutes we have to deal with, and they all say it differently. So who is a parent? And I'm going to put a slide up here that is our attempt to distill this down for a busy teacher and administrator. It is a biological or adoptive parent. I think IDEA says instead of biological, they say natural parent. That's sort of the Whole Foods version of the biological parent. So we've got the bio or adoptive parent. Those are going to be parents. The education code says this. You look it up. It says a parent is a person who stands in parental relation. Doesn't even mention bio or adopted, but we know they are parents. A person standing in parental relation.